to Frankfurt, Germany now, and New York Times reporter Jack Ewing, where a tragedy and a bit of a mystery is unfolding in the wake of a shooting yesterday. Two people killed. A gunman opened fire on an American military bus at the Frankfurt airport. Two killed, two wounded. Jack Ewing, first of all, there was an encounter both with police and in court by the alleged shooter. What do we know this morning?
Well, first of all, the authorities are saying officially now that it does that the shooter does seem to have been motivated by Islamic ideology, but also that from what we know so far, he was acting alone. He was not part of a terrorist group, at least as far as we know so far.
A 21-year-old ethnic Albanian Muslim from Kosovo, we understand,
yes.
Brought up in Germany. When you say he acted alone, he operated out of some sort of inner passion, but is unconnected to the many groups that are typically reported on in Germany to being either affiliated with Al-Qaeda or possibly radicalized by trips to Afghanistan or Pakistan.
Yeah, that's what we know so far, although it's safe to say that he was probably aware of that ideology, probably accessing it over the Internet, and that was certainly an inspiration for him from what we know.
What do we know about the circumstances of the actual shooting that took place at the huge airport there in Frankfurt?
Well, the suspect apparently worked at the airport. He was familiar with this spot next to a terminal where military buses often picked up military people in transit. Around mid-afternoon, he approached a bus where some airmen were getting aboard, and apparently after a short argument, he started firing and, as we know, killed two people and seriously wounded two others.
What is typically the mode by which American airmen make their way to Afghanistan via that airport?
Well, airmen were coming from Britain, which is pretty typical, and then going over Ramstein Air Force Base, which is about 80 miles from Frankfurt. And there they would have probably gotten aboard a military transport that would take them in the direction of Afghanistan.
And while there's high security and a great degree of vigilance in Germany, certainly since 9/11, is it the case that U.S. military personnel are intensively sequestered from the rest of the German population?
No. Well, they live on bases, but if you go to the Frankfurt airport, as I do quite often, you always see soldiers going through there. And even if they're not wearing uniforms, it's pretty obvious that they're Americans. They have short Marine haircuts or whatever. So I don't think there's any way you could protect all those people.
Would Germany prosecute this individual, or is there any chance he would be handed over to U.S. authorities?
The latest I've heard from the U.S. authorities is that the Germans will take the lead on the investigation and be tried and prosecuted here, although the U.S. military is involved in the investigation.
We're talking about the fate of a 21-year-old ethnic Albanian Muslim from Kosovo who appeared in court today in Frankfurt, a man who was brought up in Germany, alleged to be the shooter when two U.S. airmen on their way to Afghanistan were shot and killed yesterday after that gunman opened fire on an American military bus at the Frankfurt airport. Jack Ewing joined us with an update. He's a New York Times reporter based in Frankfurt. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.